Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joaquin Andujar. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andujar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Griffin scores. It's 1-0. Athletics. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Franco. Lansford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Dave Clark pinch runs for Carmelo Castillo. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andujar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive to center field. Murphy throws towards the plate. Willard fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Willard. Clark scores. Butler moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first, with Andujar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bando for a passed ball. Griffin moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Griffin scores. Lansford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Lansford steals third. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill strikes out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier pinch runs for Bruce Bocht. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing first base. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Mike Gallego now playing third base. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Chris Bando. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.